Chapter 2 Thomas.
Come to the table, everyone.
My mom announces, entering the living room. I'm reading on the couch while my dad pretend smokes his cigar in his favorite armchair.
The meal is ready.
Sunday brunch at my parents' house is an unmovable Mercer tradition that has existed since the dawn of time. No one is exempt from attending the family get-together. Not unless gravely ill or not on Manhattan soil. So it's weird that Mom would call us to the table before Gabriel, my older brother, has gotten here. Shouldn't we wait for Gabriel? I ask, noting how my brother is 20 minutes late. Very atypical.
He isn't coming.
Mom sighs. What? Why not? Last I checked, he was in New York and able-bodied.
He texted me earlier.
My mom beams.
He and Blake got back together last night. I told him not to worry about us and to spend the day with her.
I set my fantasy thriller book aside and stand up. Oh, thank goodness. I couldn't have suffered his moping, beaten dog attitude for another minute. Mom shakes her head.
Ah, Thomas, one day you'll fall in love, and then you'll mess it up, and we will support your beaten dog attitude because we love you. Now, let's go.
Come on, son.
My dad squeezes my shoulder affectionately.
There's something I need to talk to you about.
Uh-oh. No sentence starting like that ever ended up in a good way for me.
No shop talk while we eat.
Mom counters. I frown. You know what this is about? Mom nods. I turn to Dad. What?
After lunch, son.
His solemn tone doesn't allow for a retort. I stare at Mom. She shrugs. Dad moves along. Topic dropped. Fine. No point in asking again. If Dad said we'll discuss the topic after lunch, he won't give me any hints until the last crumbles of dessert are polished. Very well then, I say. Let's eat. Delicious as the meal may be, I don't enjoy the food much, with the ominous "we shall talk" looming over my head like a dark cloud. I'm too worried about what's coming next. It'll be something work-related, I'm sure, and I won't like it, I'm equally positive. The decision to join the family business the moment I graduated from college was a no-brainer for me. I didn't have the same drive my brother had to build a new business from the ground up. One family empire is enough for me. But sometimes, working for my dad and him being the literal boss of me is not the easiest. By the time the coffee is served back in the living room, I'm bouncing my knees so hard that even my mom can't stand the tension anymore.
Nolan, please.
She says,
go to the study to discuss his new position. I can't stand to watch him break his kneecaps from jitters.
My ears perk at the words new position. I love my current role as head of corporate communications at Mercer Industries. I'm the group's spokesperson and media relations guy. In short, all I have to do is look pretty, charm investors, and pose for the cameras. I'm the face of the company. If Wired magazine wants to publish an article on our environmentally conscious approach to mining iron ore, I'm the guy to interview. If Fox News is doing a special on our innovative mental health initiative for employees, I show up.